Hello everyone and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is No Words, Please. I'm Anna and I bring you A Cup of English during the week, and you can follow along with the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. No Words, Please. What's one of the best ways to get refreshed? Exercise. I find that I'm a different person after I've exercised. What I mean by this is that I feel very positive, focused, and inspired when I have pushed myself physically. Mind you, it isn't just going to the gym that does it. Walks in the country are the very best for me. I think it's because not only do I get all the physical benefits of exercise, but being in nature reminds me deeply of what's real and what's good. You could say that it's a scientifically proven huge dose of medicine. However, when I don't have time to walk in the country, I'll go to the gym. The one I go to is just a few blocks away. It's one of those places that you can go to any time of the day or night. Each member has his or her own entry card that opens the locked doors automatically. This sounds very fancy, but it's actually just a safety precaution. So only members enter the gym at night, and because there are no staff members in the gym, the cards guarantee that members can work out safely and alone. I've only worked out at night once, as I prefer to do so during the day. I usually go there mid-morning. Generally, there are elderly people working out when I get there, and an occasional younger person. I often wonder what the non-retired people are doing there in the morning. Do they work a night shift? Are they unemployed? Perhaps they're in college. Or maybe, like me, they are a stay-at-home parent blogger. But my imagination isn't enough to keep me walking uphill on the treadmill or lifting weights. I need something to help me. Music works best for me, dance music in particular. My problem is that I'm fussy about what I listen to. I like a huge variety of modern hits, music from the 80s, jazz, and Motown. However, because I really pay attention to words, I get tired of songs if I've heard them 10 or 20 times. The music and the beat really keep me going in my workout, but the words often put me off. Some modern songs have great beats, but the words are either appalling or clichés. Baby, it'll be all right in the night. Hold me tight. Our love is right. Let's fly a kite. Here's my sandwich. Take a bite. You know what I mean. A good piece of music can very quickly become annoying because of the childish lyrics. If only my ears didn't care about words. But that's how I am. I'm into words, and I listen to everything. So recently, after seeing the movie Tron, I bought the soundtrack. No words. Just a lot of great techno beats and rhythms. For now, that is doing the trick. I hope I don't get tired of it. I need to go to a music shop and look for instrumental versions of dance hits. Hopefully, I'll find some good music with no words. If not, I'll have to develop a sense of humour about modern music's silly lyrics. Related vocabulary. Night shift. He prefers to work at night, so he has the night shift in the hospital. He prefers to work at night, so he has the night shift in the hospital. Treadmill. A treadmill is the walking machine that can vary speed and gradient. It offers a really good custom workout. A treadmill is the walking machine that can vary speed and gradient. It offers a really good custom workout. The beat. The rhythm of a piece of music is what we call the beat. The rhythm of a piece of music is what we call the beat. To put someone off. While I was eating lunch, he blew his nose really hard. It totally put me off my food. I couldn't eat anything after that because I was so disgusted. While I was eating lunch, he blew his nose really hard. It totally put me off my food. I couldn't eat anything after that because I was so disgusted. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm glad that you joined me. Feel free to email me at acupofenglish@live.com or acupofenglish@hotmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And thank you to those of you who are commenting on my blog. Remember, if you want an instant download on your digital device, there's always the app that's available in iTunes. And you can follow me on Facebook under Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, everyone, take care. Bye-bye.